Hello and welcome back to the Developmental Podcast. I'm your host Liam Stewart, and joining me today, as always, is my friend Di Owen. Di, how are you doing?
I'm doing alright. I'm smelling of lovely grapefruit and... is that lavender I smell?
Oh yes, my burning chin and stubble now smells of lavender thanks to our sponsors of today's video, DollarBarberClub.com. Use code DEVELOPMENTALPODCAST for 10% off.
If that's an actual thing, like an actual website now, that you've just advertised for free. But no, Taylor Roll Bond Street Shave Cream. Amazing stuff.
I like the fact that if people listen to the last two episodes, we've gone from, oh, how long do you think till we start wasting money on shaving creams, and me going, oh, payday, to us going, so we've wasted money becoming single blade shavers, and we're old men, and also Liam's just bought a nose hair trimmer, so his life is over.
But, oh my god, though, it's so worth the money. The lovely scent. I'm going to be up, but this is going to be a weekly thing now, where we're just going to be updating everyone on how our shaves are going, but very well is the answer.
It's actually the development of our shaving podcast.
the double-edged podcast.
So today we're going to be talking about episode 35 of NXT UK, and we're also just going to, before we jump into that, we're just going to talk about some stuff that we've got coming up this week on the podcast. I'm going to be appearing on the B+ podcast Lucha Review. With Big Boy Mikey, we're going to be talking about AAA and all things Lucha, so keep an eye out for that, or an ear out, I guess. I'm going to be appearing on yet another wrestling podcast.
What it's called, by the way.
Yeah, I'm not just being like, oh, and another one. That's getting recorded on Thursday, so I'm assuming Fraser is much more reliable at editing than we are, so I'd assume that'll be up Friday or Saturday. Di, what have you got planned for this week with Michael Farah?
We were meant to be recording this morning, which I slept past my alarm for the first time, and obviously because Australia's so,
backwards.
Backwards. And upside down, for that matter.
And in the future, simultaneously.
Somehow. How is that even possible? But yeah, that made that difficult. Slept in, and we're probably going to have to record tomorrow morning now. We're going to be covering NXT US from last week, and something else as well, I'm pretty sure I've actually announced a couple of times, but I'm still, for some reason, keeping it as a secret.
It's like Brexit. You've announced it, but you don't actually know what's happening yet.
Oh, it's now coming out at the end of May.
Theresa May. Hey. As well as that, me and Ennis have got the Wheel of Graps starting in April. It's going to start off as a fortnightly podcast because Ennis has got an extended availability for it now. So keep an ear out for that if you're missing me bullying a small child.
That's a nice way of saying a case of laziness.
To be fair, if you are missing me bullying a small child, then Jojo Siwa, fuck off. There we are.
What?
Just bullied a 13-year-old YouTuber. Oh, what is life?
It's probably more minted than you anyway, so...
She sold 17 million bowls. Oh, she's...
Okay, yeah. So it's a little girl you just gunned.
Yeah, you gotta know who you can take on. And speaking of 13-year-old girls, NXT UK episode 35 was kicked off by Sid Scala and Johnny Saint. And
okay,
that's the segue we're going with. and they announced that Pete Dunne will be defending the NXT UK title. But where is he defending it, Di?
In the United States of the great nation of America. Yes. You know,
I'm like
very nice. Very nice. NXT TakeOver New York. Hashtag my main event.
Hashtag my champion, yeah. So great news that we are going to get that Pete Dunne title defense. But who's it going to be? They've not decided, but out comes Peter.
Yeah, and Peter makes it very crowd, clear. And he channels his inner Chris Ridgeway and says, give me...
I want Eddie Den. Oh, yeah, Valter. So he wants Valter. We want Valter, although I don't want the match because it means Pete Dunne's going to lose.
And I just saw the Oprah Winfrey gif in my face of, you win this, you win this, everybody win this.
Everybody gets Valter.
The green screen is back and better than ever, but to the point now where they're really going with it and they're like, they're looking over their shoulder as if they're in the arena at the ring. It's amazing.
Also, we've got to address the elephant in the room. BBC presenter Radzi has left his role with CBBC and Blue Peter to go full-time with the WWE.
These NXT UK exclusive contracts have just gone mad.
In other news, I've also stopped watching NXT UK because if Radzi's on it, I'm not. So it's me or Radzi, WWE. Take your pick. Like, we're both hella charismatic, just he's a cunt.
He's not a cunt. But you're probably going to start watching CBBC now out of protest, aren't you?
Oh, whoever the new Blue Peter presenter is, I'm going to get the hashtag new Blue Peter presenter for WWE.
I swear it used to be Andy Shepherd, the ring announcer, but I don't know.
Do you think I could cash in a Money in the Bank for his job?
Probably not. There's only one Andy Shepherd.
No, I meant Radzi's.
Oh, yeah, sure. Go for it. Just have an afro.
I want them to go and see Innes at the job centre. So after the announcement of Johnny Saint and Sid Scala announcing that Pete Dunne will be defending the title, we get Tony Storm responding to Jenny's recent comments.
Oh, I thought that was Lacey Evans.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to sing it? <'Cause>...
I'm not singing it. But Tony Storm doing her best Lacey Evans cosplays backstage, addressing Jenny's comments from last week. She knows how to be a champion and isn't handed everything on a plate like Ginny is. Kind of good character development for Tony Storm, who's kind of been deprived of that sort of, realistic sort of fighting feel.
Yeah, I can see that. It's obvious that this was the feud that they were going to be building for the title. With the upcoming tapings being Glasgow, I wouldn't be surprised, which we need to hurry up and buy tickets for.
I'll do that later.
I wouldn't be surprised to see, because obviously we're getting Rhea Ripley Viper.
Yeah, probably.
Probably, and because Glasgow. So I wouldn't be surprised to see Tony Storm have, a match against Isla Dawn or Kaylee Ray, someone Scottish, because the only people who get over when ICW crowd are Scottish.
Do you really want your, newly crowned champion to be in that sort of lower down position?
Yeah, true. I don't know when they do this Ginny match, because it feels like the sort of thing you would build to the next TakeOver.
Mm.
But
I mean, I won't spoil anything, but yeah.
Yeah.
It's a difficult one for me.
I'm trying to play the I know nothing card here.
Oh, right. Similar to me on the NXT US thing, where I'm just pretending not to have retweeted everything that Jacob Owen puts out. She gets confronted by Rhea Ripley on the way out, kind of realistic manner as well. She takes over the interview, addresses Zaya Brookside, who, like you, likes bullying little girls, apparently. Tells us a little bit about, she tells the girl to stop dreaming or something like of that nature.
If you want a rematch, I'll beat you again.
Exactly. Yeah, she calls back to where she's beaten her twice now, I think. The Mayhem Classic and I think the Women's Championship Tournament, right?
Yeah. To be honest, I'm just waiting for intergender wrestling to become more accepted overall. So in an episode of NXT UK, we can have Rhea Ripley, Zaya Brookside, and that top range female match, but then we can have me versus Jojo Siwa, and I can get beat up by a 13-year-old girl and embarrassed in front of the world.
So far it's been Ireland, Australia, America, a load of other countries, and Jojo Siwa, or whoever that person is.
Oh, I'll show you her videos later. It is
maybe don't use that word, but yeah.
So after that we get Eddie Dennis versus Ligero. I can't not call him El Ligero.
It feels more natural than it.
El Ligero, yeah. It's odd. It's like, I don't know, it's the death of first names in WWE. And that's right, I'm saying his first name was El. Okay.
Which also sounds like your next victim.
This match kind of made sense in terms of Ligero's constantly in that around the title picture. Have matches, and then obviously Eddie Dennis needed to recover after the loss to Mastiff.
Yeah,
it was an okay match. Some nice stuff like the G4S. That is a money delivery service.
A controversial one at that. The C4L.
The C4L getting cut off by Dennis with a big DDT. Some nice wrestling in this match, but I don't know if I agree with the result.
Yeah, I really like when El Ligero gets the momentum. Like, he's just fantastic. He's clearly put everything he's got into this NXT UK project, as it were. But yeah, Eddie Dennis getting the decisive win. I'm not sure. I've said it before, I'm not that high on Eddie Dennis. Like, there's definitely a place for him within NXT UK. I don't think he should be winning matches this early on.
Yeah, given that after the Mastiff thing, they've not done anything with either men, right? Yeah. I feel like giving Ligero a couple of wins and then you know, having him have a pit stop match between now and TakeOver New York with, or sorry, after TakeOver New York, you know, you could build Liguero up to have a one-off title match against Valter, because Liguero could make Valter look phenomenal. Obviously, Pete Dunne's going to do that, but that's going to be a very close match that'll push Valter to his limits and push Pete Dunne to his. Yeah. Whereas Liguero just bumping like a maniac for Valter would be fantastic.
Yeah.
Also, I just feel like it's maybe time to give him something for how well he's done. Because I was thinking about this the other day, and I said it to you in a message. Amir Jordan, Kenny Williams, and to an extent, Dave Mastiff are the only real... And Rhea Ripley, sorry, the only real success stories of NXT UK in that they're the only people I would say have been elevated by NXT UK, as opposed to... I was going to start singing the Ospreys theme, I'll be honest. As opposed to elevating NXT UK. Because Pete Dunne, Tyler Bate, you know, the Grizzled Young Vets, and even Gallus, to an extent, were already, like, on the independents, were already, like, main eventers.
Yeah.
And they're there to help build the NXT UK brand while they build people. But I think really only those four, and even then, Mastiff, they like, what is Mastiff doing right now? He's not on this show. He wasn't on the last show.
I think I'd throw Ashton Smith in there as well. It's not as limited as you're making out. I think there's the odd name that sticks out to me, but... I kind of get the gist of what you're saying.
Yeah. Speaking of Amir Jordan and Kenny Williams.
The newlywed couple.
The newlyweds. We get another one of their superb comedy sticks. This time it is me and you at the gym. I'll let you decide who is who.
But I mean, I can do pull-ups, so it's probably you that's doing the Amir Jordan. Yeah, they're at the UK Performance Centre in that industrial estate in Enfield. Amir Jordan asks Kenny Williams for a title shot as if that's how it works. dramatic music as he attempts to do pull-ups. He finally does it with the aid of a ladder. Just really fun stuff. This is the first one they've actually put out on TV, I think, because they've been doing these videos on social media for a while. But
yeah, it's that sort of it's the new form of marketing that the Elite really started, you know.
They started it rather than the company.
Yeah, it's like, you know, you see that and escaping the mid-card with Mambo and all that.
Yeah.
I feel like that's the best way to sum up escaping the mid-card. Mambo and all that.
Yeah, definitely taking a page out of that book.
Yeah.
But yeah, hopefully people will start really seeing what we see behind these guys and get behind them, because they're a really great act.
Yeah, from the other podcasts that talk about our territory, Step Off, but also...
Jesus Christ.
The fact that I'm talking about like a podcast with like 500,000 listens, you know, they're not going to hear this. Yeah, they also seem to agree that Kenny Williams and Amir Jordan are thoroughly enjoyable. And what I saw in the comments of that podcast, and like speaking to Jad and James Kelly and such, that Amir Jordan and Kenny Williams are both like standouts of like you didn't expect them to get over.
Hmm.
And I think we'll probably get a title match between them and Grizzled Young Vets at the Glasgow tapings. It makes sense. Kenny's an ICW guy. They're effectively the number one contenders at this point.
Exactly. You can always count on that Glasgow crowd to get behind their own guy as well.
Exactly.
Good little act. Up next, we had The Hunt, Primate J Melrose, and Wild Boar Mike Hitchman. That's a lot of words. One team.
So many words.
Taking on the new formation of Deuce and Domino in the form of Sam Stoker and Lewis Howley. I really enjoy the latter two.
Yeah, I mean, all I've got written here is El Squasho match. Liam, try and not have the same rant you have every time there is a squash match. So I'm not going to have the same rant that I do every time there's a squash match. And instead, I'm just going to talk about, what's in my room that can fill the time that I would rant. So I got a new phone. And
right.
I download WWE Champions because I was really bored.
No.
Yeah. And I played it for about 5 minutes and I was like, the actual mechanics of this game are quite enjoyable, right? It's just a gem matcher. Mm. And it's quite good for mind numbing. And then after 5 minutes of playing it, it was like, oh, you can't really progress without playing 500 games or buy this for $89.99. I was like...
Oh, so it's like Fortnite.
I was like, oh... People complain about the Saudi Arabia deal when this is the biggest money scam that the WWE are doing. And I know people that play this and is it Supercard?
That's the other one, yeah.
Yeah, like, play it religiously. And I remember seeing someone who was like, oh yeah, maybe spent like $3,000, and I'm like, why? Like, for $3,000, you could have gone to WrestleMania, but instead you have a level 52 Charizard Triple H combo. And that man was called Dennis McVay.
great coverage there. So, yeah. Stoker and Howley, I really like them, as I said. That's kind of the positive of this. Melrose pins Howley after hitting with like a tandem belly-to-back suplex type thing that I thought was a German at first. Decent squash match, even if it was a squash match. Two completely different teams going at it. That's always nice to see. And the Hunt kind of has some steam behind them. So I guess you can kind of move forward with them. And I'd like to see more of Stoker and Howley, please, because they didn't look out of place.
Yeah, they did well getting themselves over in like 2 minutes or whatever their match was, and making the kind of Hunt look really good. And it was just, I'm not going to do the rant about squash matches. This kind of worked. It made sense for the team of Boar and Primate. Like, I feel like they shouldn't do wrestling moves a lot, though. Yeah. I know that sounds weird. They just feel like a team that should be brawlery. You know, going in, big strikes, clotheslines, lariats, suplexes work. I don't want to see Primate whip out a, you know, an octopus stretch while Boar is working on him, you know. So it'll be interesting to see. It's good to have tag teams in the works who can then have a one-off number one contenders match to whoever your tag team champs are.
Yeah,
because you don't want to end up with that thing on Raw or SmackDown, you know, where realistically you're like, well, I've seen the only match that they do in the tag division about 1,000 times, because they're never going to do who's irrelevant. The Ascension versus the Usos are tag champs, right? Yeah, the Usos.
Yeah.
And after this, we got Cassius Ohno.
Versus Ashton Smith.
To be fair, this match was alright.
Oh, it was really good. Like, Cassius Ohno's in-ring debut.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it was. But the way it was presented live for us, for those of us in the venue, was that Andy Shepherd came on the mic, said, someone has jumped ship between NXT UK and NXT US, and out came Cassius Ohno. So, like, that kind of explains the thunderous positive reaction he got.
Yeah.
That was a bit weird, because obviously they led up to this on TV with video packages, but it was just a bit weird to have that positive reaction considering what he's been doing on NXT US lately.
Yeah, well, the way that it's kind of ended up being on air is last week we got the promo that established he is heel.
Yeah.
But then because this was taped before that, you get this match where he's faced throughout the match, you know, he shakes a hand, he's not particularly heel, but then he turns heel after the match.
Well, it was like a bait and switch, wasn't it?
Yeah. But because we had already had the reveal last time,
yeah,
it's the problem with tapings and then cutting the way you had it. Like, it's not exactly anyone's fault. The match was still good, and you know, if you bring someone over from NXT US at first, they're obviously going to get a pop, because so as long as the storytelling's good enough, you'll start getting boos, and he's phenomenal.
And it looks that way, because I said it last week, but the whole narrative of is like, oh, I'm an American, but I represent the British style better than anyone here. That's a really compelling narrative. So
yeah. Plus, with Pete probably dropping the title, it means we could get a nice feud between Pete Dunne and Cassius Ohno.
Yeah, I'd certainly buy him as the UK champion. Like, despite his positioning in NXT US over the last couple of years, like, he's a main event player to me. Ohno picks up the win with a ripcord elbow to the back of the head. Always looks really vicious.
Yeah.
Decent match. Ashton Smith, definitely a lot better than we give him credit for.
Yeah, I would prefer him to Primate in Personification of Destruction. Yep, that's the ICW tag team, I think.
That's a sentence, not a name.
Yeah, I know. But he bumps really well for Ohno here. You know, he gets in some good offense. You know, he plays the baby face that just gets beat up. Ohno shakes his hand after the match and then lays him out with... Oh, what? I was going to call it Death by Elbow is what it is. Big strike to the back of the head.
What? He buries his elbow deep inside his head. Let's just put it that way.
He kills Ashton Smith.
Yes, rip. Travis Banks comes out to help. Well, not to help, but just kind of look at the damage and survey.
Be like, dude, no way, what have you done?
I can't believe this.
The notes I have taken is Travis Banks looks angry and disappointed.
The crowd chants one more time. I say the crowd minus one person. That was me in the front row. The crowd chants one more time. Maybe just don't do that. But clearly we Brits like violence in that case.
Oh, but you got to remember, you can cheer who you want, you can boo who they want, but there is one rule, and that rule is this. Just don't make noise for Gallus. And speaking of Gallus...
And speaking of noise, they're at the local.
Yeah, this just shows WWE's misunderstanding of Scottish people. Our local is not a coffee shop. It is a crack shop, okay? they discussed their recent losses. Losses? I've got lists, man. Jesus Christ. They feel like they need to establish a run of victories to get back on top. I like the idea that they sit down and go, right, team, we've been losing a lot. What's going on? It feels like the sort of thing that could be used in the future to when two of them turn on the remaining one. To be presumably the coffee's turning on Wolfgang.
Yeah, you painted that as if you had no idea what you meant. But yeah, but
you know, you can cut backstage to them after that meeting, being like, "He's the weak link. We need to get rid of Wolfie."
Yeah, Joe Coffey says a lot of things without actually saying a thing.
Like this podcast.
Yeah, pretty much like most wrestling podcasts nowadays. Let's face it. But the real talking point for me is, what do you think Gallus drinks other than coffee? Which I guess is cannibalism. Oh.
Well, I mean, I assume as Wolfgang owns a pub, he is... he's probably a lager lad, let's be honest. One, he's Scottish, right? So, in fact, the answer for all three of them is a bottle of Bucky, right?
No. I think Wolfgang's a closeted dark fruits guy.
Yeah. Well, I've heard he likes his drinks green.
That's sick.
Mark Coffey, I feel like, because he's... Mark and Joe are, like, obviously hella in shape. Like, Joe Coffey's a machine in the gym.
Yeah.
So he's probably a vodka diet Coke, which is a great order while you're on a diet, because unless you're counting the calories from alcohol, which if you do, you take your life far too seriously, then it's zero calories because it's just aspartame. When nobody's ever said aspartame's not good for you.
Do you mean aspartame?
Aspartame, who cares? Something that's going to kill us all. But no, Wolfgang is definitely like a... He's either like a Stella
or... He's got a WWE Carlin. Money now. I don't think he needs to be Carly or Stella.
Oh, to be fair, I remember going into... It's the one my dad always used to say. Because I wanted to try something new when I was going out drinking with my dad.
Yeah.
And I was like, can I get a lager tops? And he was like, sorry, son, we don't do cocktails here. And now any time someone, when I go out drinking with them, is like, oh, I'm just going to get a lager tops. I'm like... Just every time, and I'm like, I'm just turning into my dad. Also, I know my dad listens to these, so hi, Dad. How are you?
He's the one.
Yeah, he's the one listener. Him and Jad. There's our tag team.
Big Colin, and Big Jad.
Big Colin, Big Jad. So after that, we get our main event of the evening that was announced during this show, but also announced last week. So I assume that was just to continue building hype, but it came... Because I watched last week's back before watching this, just to refresh myself,
It
came across really weird. I was like, have I seen this episode? But we get Tyler Bate of Mustache Mountain versus James Drake of the Grizzled Young Veterans. Superb match. Goes about, I think, 10, 12 minutes. Tyler Bate picks up the one with a Spinal Tap. Good to see him implementing new finishers and establishing him as like the flippy one of my of British Strong Style.
It was weird. So when I live tweeted the results of this, I said, oh, Tyler Bate defeats James Drake via spinny flippy thing. The amount of people that really got my back for not knowing the name of the move.
Yeah, like, I say, all I've responded just going, is that a Spinal Tap? But then I saw the mention, it's like, oh my god, it's a Spinal Tap.
Yeah.
It's like those people that had a go at you because you said Pete Dunne was your favourite NXT wrestler, and they were like, he's not an NXT. He doesn't count.
He is.
He's like...
This almost felt like James Drake's coming out party as a singles guy, and he really held his own despite being typically looked on as the other guy in Grizzled Young Veterans, which isn't, like, it's never been to do with James Drake being in any way, you know, incapable. It's just Gibson's so charismatic on the mic that he naturally draws your attention. But, yeah, James Drake, I could really buy him in this main event role.
Yeah, James Drake is, like, he's always been phenomenal in ring, and he's got a great wrestling mind, like... I've spoke to people who have gone and trained at him and Gibson's training school. And,
oh, thanks,
like,
for it, yeah.
Yeah, the amount of, like knowledge that James Drake's had, they always tell me it's, like, phenomenal. And he also has one of the best 450s in British wrestling.
Yeah. He's really one of the, like, one of the real unsung heroes of Brit Res.
Yeah, I just... Oh, I'm not using that word. He's one of the unsung heroes of the British wrestling scene, there we are. But I kind of see it in the same way that I see CCK, and I mean that in, like, actual CCK form of Lycos and Brooks, and that Brooks tends to be, like, the majority, like, personality, I feel. Like, when I watch segments that they're in...
He's the focal point, yeah.
Yeah, and then Lycos... Oh, I was going to say Lycos is there. Lycos is there or injured.
Sadly.
But, yeah, he's one of those that you feel like him and Brooks would probably be set for a shot in the New Japan Tag League. If Lycos hadn't got injured, so it's a real shame.
I've just learned that New Japan does a tag league, so...
New Japan, Chris Brooks, obviously, phenomenal guy, great with the fans. You know, I've had my issues with... I wouldn't say I've had my issues with him, like, he skipped me in a queue and I gave him a... you know, I've not always been the biggest fan of Brooks, and but he's still not for me, but I have a new appreciation of him. And I really hope we get, because obviously DTTI is coming up, and although we are now rooming up in Edinburgh instead of spending stupid amount of money going down to Manchester, I really hope that we get Fleisch and Storm versus Storm Hayes, sorry, versus CCK. Because that'd be a phenomenal match, and I'd like to see what Fleisch and Brooks can do together. Because I feel like they'd have a good dynamic.
Do you mean Johnny Storm and Jody Fleisch?
Jody Fleisch, yeah.
Yeah.
Versus CCK. That'd be a great. Be a great match.
After the main event, obviously the crowd erupted at the big finish, and then breaking news backstage as we see Volta leave Johnny Slater and Sid Scala's office. They're still sharing an office and like spending every minute together. It's so lovely. Volta came out of the office. Pete Dunne versus Volta is official for the NXT UK, well, the WWE UK Championship at NXT TakeOver New York.
Yeah, superb. I know you think that it has that potential to main event. Obviously, NXT have announced that the Gargano co-match is main eventing, but I reckon that's going to be the match that steals the show. Because for the like US fan who maybe doesn't watch NXT UK, they'll have some expectations, but unless they like base it off Chicago and they maybe know Volta, they won't know too much what to expect. But the British core all over there for Mania weekend will make sure that both men are like making some noise.
I just kind of see it as if you put Cole Gargano, the NXT US, well, the NXT World Championship match, if you put that on in the middle of the show, that's not going to take away anything from that match. Like, it's still going to be good. Whereas I think if it adds a whole lot more if you put Pete Dunne and Volta in the main event, and it kind of really elevates the NXT UK brand.
I just think that... No, I actually think Cole's going to win, because I feel like the Gargano narrative, it's not about him winning the title. It was about him winning the title off of Ciampa, and obviously the surgery is unfortunately taken away from Gargano and Ciampa having that moment. But I feel like they might still just give Gargano that big NXT win before, you know, he drops it to maybe a Riddle or...
I'm still rooting for Gargano, 100%.
Oh, well, he's the face. And as you know, cheer faces boo heels. Unless that heel is Pete Dunne. Overall, I thoroughly enjoyed the show. I've not actually watched this week's NXT US yet. But
definitely catch up. The main event is incredible. But
which of the two did you prefer this week?
I think this week I did prefer NXT UK, mainly because of the whole NXT US show was basically mostly video packages, and you know, that's not necessarily a bad thing, but
it definitely for as enjoyable viewing.
Yeah, like I don't really like a wrestling heavy show either, but I think NXT UK this week had a really good balance. So good episode overall. Liguero had a good showing. Amir Jordan, Kenny Williams, really fun.
Fantastic.
In these videos.
Yeah.
Stoker and Howley are an interesting new team. Even if their role is just enhancement, I'd still want to see them back. Kashi Sono is entering like a quite heated angle with, I guess, Travis Banks and Ashton Smith and that kind of group. Something fans have been crying out for ages, really, for Kashi Sono to have like a high profile position.
At the same time.
Yeah. Pete Dunne and Volta official, obviously, that's a massive takeaway from this one. So like the countdown to TakeOver begin.
So Dai, who's gonna be playing us out today?
Kashi Sono, why not?
And where can they follow you on Twitter?
You can follow me on the Twitter machine at Deo, and that's DIOWEN. You can also follow me on Instagram at the newly renamed Instagram.
Boo.
Great. Great.
You can follow the brand at Develop Podcast, and you can follow me at Liam A. Stewart on Twitter, and you can follow me on Instagram at InstaLiamGram. see how bad it is with any other name. Thank you very much for listening. It's been a pleasure. And as always, please remember to be good people.
Oh, it was in sync.
Hear him scream, oh no, 'cause I'm blessed, kid.